This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We heard from Megan McCarty-Carino earlier about home prices for the first time in a while falling. Mortgage rates, though, still very much on the high side. So what do you do if you're single or, say, you get divorced and paying off that house all alone just isn't really an option? Maybe you move in with a friend. And thus we arrive at today's installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
So my name is Marika Pfefferkorn. I am on the cusp of 50, and I live in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. And for the last 6 years, I have lived with our niece, Roberson, her two children, and our dog, Mr. Bailey Barks. When I first moved in with my housemate, she had recently experienced a divorce, and I was building up a new business. And in order for her to sustain the house and me not to have to invest in a space that was bigger than I would need, we both looked at our own budgets and what was possible. We were at a similar place in our lives where we would benefit from connecting our households and supporting each other through this time. Making a decision to, at this age, move in with somebody was pretty simple. It was more about, how am I going to explain this to other people? Like when I'm talking to my mother, who comes from a completely different generation, she's baffled and wonders why I would make a decision like that. And I always remind her that to remain financially stable in these times, it's really important to find a support network. And that support network for me starts in my home. And so the benefits have been enormous. As Black women, growing up, like, we would read Jed and Essence and Ebony, and in all those magazines, they were always warning us as Black women that there were not going to be enough men to go around. And that spurred us to think more competitively about finding a mate. But growing up thinking that there is only one solution for how you're going to be with somebody later in life was that it would only be romantic. That took a lot of unpacking to get to this place where now I can accept that I am single, I am happy, and I'm healthy, and I'm living in a good situation in a household where people truly care about me. And that is the community that we should have been emphasizing from the beginning.
Marika Pfefferkorn, single, happy, and healthy in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. So your adventures, obviously, in housing are what we need to make this series work. Share them with us, would you, at marketplace.org.